Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Gas prices are headed in the wrong direction as the conflict in the Middle East intensifies. AAA Minnesota's Brenna Knapp says we had been enjoying lower prices at the pump.
Even just a few days ago, our Minnesota average was $2.83 a gallon, and now we're at $3.07, so that's 20-some cents more than just a few days ago. So we really are feeling the short-term impacts of the global events that took place over the weekend in Iran.
She says gas prices historically increase in March and April, but not this kind of jump. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he is taking responsibility for widespread fraud uncovered in the state. Walz made the remarks today while testifying before the U.S. House Oversight Committee on Capitol Hill. He acknowledged the failures happened under his watch and said his focus now is fixing the system. Walz has also responded to the Trump administration's decision to freeze Medicaid payments to Minnesota. He warned the funding halt could jeopardize health care for children and pregnant women and may force some rural hospitals to close. State officials are highlighting how the federal government withholding more than $250 million in Medicaid funding will impact the state. Minnesota Hospital Association President Dr. Lisa Madsen.
Federal cuts might force the state to reduce medical assistance eligibility, which means that they may leave some of our low-income, elderly, and disabled patients without the services they need. Those patients are twice as likely to delay care or go without care due to cost.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a lawsuit trying to keep the federal government from withholding the funds. And the Minnesota House Commerce Committee took up two bills that would ban surveillance pricing, where companies use your personal data to set individualized prices. DFL co-chair Aaron Cagle pointed to tests showing identical twins getting different prices and a Target study in St. Paul where shoppers were split into seven price tiers for the same items.
From their house, from their separate phones, they both ordered Ubers to the Mall of America. And Sam's here was consistently $9 more. And we could not figure out why.
The bills were laid over for future consideration. In other headlines, a Big Lake mobile home park faces more than $24,000 in fines for repeated wastewater violations. State officials say Big Lake SADO released untreated wastewater three times between late 2024 and early 2025 and failed to promptly notify authorities. The operator is now preparing a repair and improvement plan, and the state is continuing oversight. An Army Reserve soldier from Minnesota is one of the four killed in a drone attack Sunday in Kuwait. The Department of War identified 39-year-old Sergeant First Class Nicole Amore of White Bear Lake as one of the victims. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Dan Kane.
To the families of our fallen, we grieve with you today and we look forward to welcoming your family members home at Dover.
Amore and the other soldiers were assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command in Des Moines, Iowa. And a gray eagle man escaped injury after a soybean truck caught fire and rolled into a ditch near Melrose. The Stearns County Sheriff says 59-year-old Stephen Burscheid got out safely after the truck lost power filled with smoke and tipped. The cause is under investigation. This is MNN.